Morning Angels.
So what's happening every day is we are helping people in need. People are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic has made it worse or impossible for people to earn money, look after themselves. If you want to nominate someone, you go to jacarandafm.com. There's a button that says the GMA coronavirus support button in partnership with Lotto Star. You click on that, it'll take you through to a little form that you can fill out. It's basically just so we can know who to phone, when to phone, what is the number, what is the need, right? It could be anyone. One thing we do know is a lot of small businesses are struggling. A lot of small businesses have been forced to close down, earning no money because of the lockdown. On the line right now to tell us more about her small business is Azania Patricia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right in yourself, Martin.
I'm okay, thank you. So you own Patricia's Sewing, is that right?
Yes.
In Palaborwa.
Yes.
Now tell me what you do.
We do upholstery. Our core business is upholstery, and all the other jobs and services like tents, anything that is associated with the sewing machine. We do car interiors, the buggies, tents, camping gear, the sofas, and anything that goes with the sewing machine.
And how many people have you employed in your business?
17.
17, and you started this business. I mean, you've been going for a while, am I right?
Yeah, I started in 2010, on March 30th, in 2010.
Well, listen, firstly, congratulations on your business and for keeping it going for so long and for supporting 17 people and their families. That's amazing.
Yeah, but the journey has been a rough journey. I am dedicated. I'm so committed to changing people's lives, but it has been a rough journey.
It's been tough times. I believe that you even have to, you had to sell off some things to pay their salaries to keep it going.
Yeah, it started like last year, mid-year, when in Palaborwa is a small town. We depend on two big mines which are around. So something happened in one of the mines and the people died. There was an accident there. Then they had to close that part of the mine. So from there on, we were struggling because some people get stopped from going to work and there was no money. So there was no money circulating in town. So that incident had impact on all the businesses around.
Yeah.
We had to carry on for a while because we are so hardworking together with my team. We carried on up to December. You know, you pay salaries. I pay my salaries end of a month. So in November, I paid my salaries. Then comes December. We had to close early for the festive season. So I had to pay the salaries again. There was no money. So the only option I had to sell off the only vehicle that we had in the company, a Hyundai H100, in order for me to pay the salaries for the people to go to the festive season.
Sure, man.
So was difficult. It was difficult. So I had to carry on again after selling off that bucket. When we needed something from town, I had to walk. Or when my people knock off 4 o'clock, I would give them some money because they pass through CBD so that they can buy something for us to use the following morning. It has been going on for a while. I was able to pay the salaries in January, February, March. We always get our payment, our clients, the payments from our clients who are working in this mine. So they start getting their payment on the 25th. As you know, the lockdown was midnight on the 25th. It started on the 26th. So there was completely no money. The people had to rush to buy the food and whatever they would need during lockdown. So there was no one who comes with the payment. So I was stuck like that. I was so desperate. You know, I had sleepless nights. I didn't know what to do next.
I hear you. So when you've got a small business, it's so dependent. And when things happen in a small town, it affects the small businesses like the mine closing. And now the lockdown comes around and it's just making it even more impossible for you. And I'm so proud of you that you've tried to keep it going. I mean, you sold off your vehicle. You are supporting 17 employees and their families. And I can just imagine being a small business owner in these times. There's just so much weighing down on you. There's so much worry, sleepless nights, as you say. People are struggling and it's horrible to think. We can definitely not make all the problems go away. We cannot solve all your problems, Azania. But what I do want to do though, with our partners, Lotto Star and our Good Morning Angels Fund, is we want to send you and each one of your 17 employees, we're going to send you just 3,000 Rand cash each, okay, or Angel Rands, so that you can at least go and buy some groceries and essentials.
Thank you very much. You don't know how much this money is going to make a difference in our lives. They didn't get groceries. I had to make a plan so that wherever they are, if there is a father owner or someone who can help with cash, I said, go and ask for help. I'll give those people a call so that you can just put food on the table for now. Then when we open, then we can start carrying on. But I did, now my worst fear is if this lockdown is extended, how am I going to pay for those people who gave them food or who gave
I really hope you can get back to sewing soon. I hope that you can get back to making money soon. For now, though, I think if you check your phone right now, your 3,000 is in this on your phone, and we are going to send the 3,000 to each one of your employees' phones today so that they can go and buy groceries at least. Okay, so it's about 54,000 in total. So thank you for sharing your amazing business with us. I'm thinking of you. I know it's tough times, and I know it's going to get better, but there's some angel rants just to keep you going for a little bit, okay?
Oh, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Thank you. If there were many people like you or a couple of people like you who can make a difference in people's lives, this world was going to be a very good place for everyone.
Shane, that's very kind of you. That's very, very kind of you. And our listeners who contributed towards our Good Morning Angels Fund, they are the kindest people ever. So we're thinking of you. All the best, Azania. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, you know, on that note, thank you. Every time we ask you to contribute towards the Good Morning Angels Fund, thank you for doing that. And thank you to our partners, Lotto Star, who've also made available hundreds of thousands of rands to make a difference. If you want to nominate someone, go to jacarandafm.com right now. Small businesses, we're thinking of all of you.
The national lockdown has resulted in many families being unable to earn an income. This means that over and above not leaving your home, you may also not be able to pay your bills. The Good Morning Angels Coronavirus Support, in partnership with Lotto Star, has 500,000 Rand to share with families in need. And we need you to tell us who they are. Nominate a family in need on jacarandafm.com and we'll help five of them each day from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. The Good Morning Angels Coronavirus Support, with myself, Martin Bester, in partnership with Lotto Star, only on Jacaranda FM. Terms and conditions apply. Lotto Star is licensed by the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator. No under 18s. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. Your world of live games.
Expand your business presence by bringing it online quickly and economically. Get Yellow My Start from Telkom Business and Yellow Pages Digital to get your business seen by over 1 million Yellow Pages online users. Get the online traffic you need to keep business going with a Yellow Pages app listing, a website of up to 15 pages, and a Facebook business page for only 599 Rand. When small business makes it, South Africa makes it. Work smart with Telkom Business. Click yellowpages.co.za. T's and C's apply.
Family fun these days happens at home, but when you install a WeatherMaster fully automatic Luba awning, it just gets better. That's right, WeatherMaster is smart. It adjusts automatically for light and shade, winter and summer, come rain or shine. WeatherMaster is affordable, whether manually adjustable or fully automatic. WeatherMaster, the world's first Luba awning. Click on weathermaster.co.za or phone 0800 111 222.